Quiet. The last time I told this story, I ended it with a conversation I had with the nickely shimmer of the moon on a black lake on the Isle of Skye. It went like this. You are a lucky one, Tom, to have Aaron and others like Aaron. The voice of the nickly reflection of the moon was not as deep as you might expect. It was a singer's voice, though, a tenor, one that loved itself without reservation. Thank you, I said. I feel blessed. I often think of coming down to live among you, to make a big mess of it all, he said. It always looks so messy, and I think I might like that. It is messy, I guess. It looks awfully messy. It looks almost impossible to survive, to tell you the truth. The pain of it all? It's not all that painful, I said. But Tom, it said, the swinging of your pendulums, everyone's pendulum swinging to and fro, and always you're getting hit by someone else's swinging pendulum. You're minding your business, but someone else's pendulum is swinging around, and pow, you get it in the head. That happens, yes. I saw you and Aaron by the shed. Oh, I was there. That makes sense. I saw you too. I watch you often, Tom. I have time on my hands. Time is different to me than it is to you. I was still thinking about what the nickly shimmer had seen. He, however, was warming to the sound of his thoughts. I feel time like you dream. Your dreams are jumbled. You can't remember the order of your dreams, and when you recall them, the memories bend, faces change. It's all in puddles and ripples. That's what time is for me. 3 days earlier, at the airport, I was stunned that Aaron had actually shown up, that she'd really come, that she had a car. And you can drive on the other side? Do they do that up here, too?
They do. I do. She looked good. Pale. She had a long nose, bent a bit, seeming almost broken, working in perfect concert with her exquisitely thick chocolate hair, hair like it had been brushed 1,000 times by Matt.